Log Talk Radio.
And welcome to Life Open Miracles with Vincent Sandeep. Today's topic is finding your life's purpose. And I want to thank all the people who wrote me asking questions that want to be answered on this radio show. Well, today we have new equipment. First of all, you should find an improvement in the audio system, in my voice. You'll probably be able to hear my voice more clearly. I'm quite happy about that. And I hope that also the message can get across more clearly. First of all, let me remind you to go to my website, which is now www.joycelestial.com. If you haven't done so, please sign up for the Mystical Life-Changing Lessons, which are incredible. And of course, then you can also access this radio show through the multimedia section. And if you are in Thailand, and if you are Bangkok, or you're planning to travel to Thailand in the next 15 days, then come and visit me at the workshop, which is Master Your Life with the Elements. It will be held at the Yoga Elements Studio, which is one of the most beautiful studios, yoga studios here in town. You also have a chance to have very good yoga classes over there, by the way. So I'm going to give this workshop, and I'm going to explain how you can use the elements and how you can tune into them in order to understand where you're at, where you're going, how to trigger changes in your life, mystical and practical methods for life changing at many levels. And this is a teaching that comes from the ancient tradition of Kriya Yoga, but I think nobody has ever taught it this way. It is absolutely incredible. It is absolutely fantastic. And I'm going to share these teachings and practices with you on that workshop and on a CD course program that I'm recording right now, and it's going to be out soon, and I highly suggest you just get that program. It probably will be something like two or three CDs. I'm going to probably send it home. I'm not going to give it for a download. I'm not sure yet about that. I will have to meditate about this. But I believe that it is such a precious gift. The book I've been given while writing it, of course, and all these practices and techniques are really great. They can change your life, and you can help people in changing their lives too. So if you ever wanted to help people in changing their lives based on truth, based on true mystical principles and techniques, then this course is absolutely for you. So it is a sacred teaching that's to be taken seriously. This is what I want to say. So remember to go to my website, www.joycelestial.com, to stay in tune with what's happening. And of course, on every week on this radio with Life Open Miracles. So I would like to start right away. I have a couple of questions, and I received more emails, but I think that I've chosen these questions that I've received because they are very exhaustive. Anyway, I give very exhaustive answers. And for all those of you that want to ask questions but couldn't, I'm sure you will find answers here, because I give very large answers. And also those people that don't answer directly the question, don't worry, because the answer is here. Anyway, just listen and you will find that this is one of the most beautiful and inspiring shows, because I really believe I tuned in. I meditate before writing the shows. I meditate before I write down my notes that then I will share with you and during the radio show. And I received some beautiful answers, and I'm sharing them with you now. So the first question is, what does life purpose mean? No, that's obvious. And the answer, here it is, here we go. The answer is, simply is the most natural function you have in your life that is in accord with the evolution of creation. Let me repeat it. Your life purpose, this is what it means. It means that your life purpose is the most natural function that you have in your own life that is in accord with the evolution of creation. Now, this is a mystical definition. Okay, so we're going to explore the meaning of this statement. But it is more accurate than the usual definition, which usually is the reason why you were born. okay, to live the most natural function of your life, you must get in tune with the nature of you at its restful level, where no desires take place and you find natural resources that you wish to share. Okay, this is a perfect analogy now to understand what is meant for life purpose. If you look at the sun, you know that it is the source of life and energy for this world. Of course, then there is God that is the source of life and energy, but the sun is the perfect symbol of the source of life and energy for this physical world anyway. The sun doesn't do anything special other than being itself, okay? But as soon as it comes up in the sky, everybody wakes up, shops open, people go to work, everything happens, everything. Plants receive their supporting life energy, and so do you. In fact, you know that the sun develops within your system vitamin D, which is absolutely important for your survival, for in your immune system, and it gives energy to your body, gives vitality. So the sun is the sun. It doesn't necessarily gain all the benefits it so naturally bestows, okay? But it just lives its own purpose naturally and effortlessly. So you need to answer this question for yourself to understand how you can be like the sun in your life purpose. So the question is simple, even here. What is it that you are that is of greater benefit to others, mankind, and creation in the most effortless way possible? First answer this question with qualities you have, and then answer with things that you could do. But always let the qualities be your leading guide, because the things you do might change as you evolve and change perspectives, okay? But the beautiful qualities you have in relation to your natural being are part of the infinite spark to which you were created, and they will make you shine and grow. So some people simplify this question into what are you really good at? What are your greater talents? And how can you use these in order to help others and be of benefit? And this is a great question that you should ask yourself. But this is a simplified version. And there's a trap in it, because you could answer that your talent is your frustrated dream that has not been realized. Okay? So that's the answer to your question, but that's not your life purpose at all. Or you could involve your ego in other unfruitful ways, giving answers. Yeah, I have this talent, I want to use it for the benefit of people, but it's not real benefit to you and to people in general. So here's the question again, and please meditate on this question. Of course, you can download the radio show as many times and listen to it as many times as you want. So here's the question again. What is it that you are that is of greater benefit to others, mankind, and creation, that you are, that is of benefit to others, mankind, and creation, in the most effortless way possible? And then remember, first answer this question with the qualities that you have. Just perceive your being, what you are that is of benefit, in terms of energy, in terms of drive, in terms of qualities of your character, okay? Then answer the thing with things that you could do, but always let the qualities be your guide, the leading guide for what you do, okay? And the only way and moment, and this is the point, you can answer this question is when you have reached a state of internal state of contentment, santosha, and you do not have selfish desires to fulfill anymore. This is what some saints refer to as living from the heart and up, towards the spiritual eye, towards greatest insights. Okay? This can only be achieved by transcending your desires. Meditation, spiritual practice, the Hong Sa technique is great for this, because it would really help you to transcend all your desires, all the interferences and filters that the mind put there for you that do not allow you to see things as they are, and most important of all, you as you are. So you can go to my website and learn this practice for free, www.joycelestial.com. Then you go on the top menu, there's Learn. Click there, then there is Free. Then click on Free. Go with the mouse on Free, and then there's Learn Meditation. Just go there, learn the Hong Sa technique, practice it, and write to me to tell me how you're doing. And take it from there. Here it is. Another question is how to overcome feeling defeated in the search of one's life purpose. So the answer to this question becomes now simple. The only reason why you feel defeated, one of the reasons why you could feel defeated is because you have mixed feelings. On one side, you want to be of service, and on the other side, you want to add to your service whatever it is that you always wanted to do, but you couldn't. On one side, you have your own personal ambitions, and on the other side, you feel that you should do something else to help people without selfish interest. So there is that big split, and you cannot put them together. Life purpose and selfish desire do not go well together, unfortunately. This is what it is. That doesn't mean that your dream job could not be part of your life purpose. But again, actually could be, but again, or that you cannot be paid for it. Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. But the sun, for example, think of it, is the real star of this planet, the real star. But it doesn't claim popularity. The sun is popular because everyone needs it. Think about this. So balancing your emotional traits and finding contentment is a solution to overcome the feeling of being defeated. First, balance your emotional traits, find contentment within yourself, having no expectation from others other than you living your purpose. And how do you find your purpose? Answer this question that I shared before with you. And before attempting to answer, meditate long enough until you are one with life, and until your life, as you know it, is far away and long gone. There is a moment during the meditation practice, if you do it long enough, where everything disappears. You forget who you were in this life, what you were trying to do, because you're so submerged by the feelings of joy, gratitude, and immense power, immense love, and you are there. These feelings are not human feelings. They are something that you can't describe. They are supernatural. The sense of complete peace, complete peaceful power, complete joyful love. Okay, so once you are there, you will be able to answer that question. And let me repeat that question once again. What is it that you are that is of greater benefit to others, mankind, and creation in the most effortless way possible? In other words, detach yourself from the perception of your life as you know it. Move into the spiritual world, and you will find a new you beyond all knowledge being present. Then the natural you will tell you your life purpose automatically. It is automatic. It is you perceiving it. It is you merging with the essence of your own true self without the filters of the intellect and the disturbances of your emotional traits. That's the only way you can really know what your life purpose is. Most important, find your life purpose. Do not live someone else's life purpose. Try to find it. Do not be guided by the shadows and the voices of your ancestors, family, friends, and teachers that are in your head, in your mind, everywhere in your heart, in your whole auric system. They can only speak as they perceive life in their own way. Plus, you perceive them only as you can perceive them. And most of the time, these perceptions are guided and distorted by the filters of their subconscious mind and your subconscious mind, as well as all the media around us that condition our understanding and perception. So make an effort and take a courageous commitment with yourself to find your purpose by transcending desires and finding contentment through direct contact with your spirit. Really, the Hong Sao technique will help you go into that neutral spiritual place where you can perceive your nature as you really are. Then you can start becoming aware of the right answers for you, and you can find it on the website. JoyCelestial.com, learn free, learn meditation. Go there and learn this practice that I taught, I don't know how many times, probably 150, 200 times. So let's go to the next question. Now we're, of course, exploring this question in the most mystical, metaphysical way. And then we're going to give some kind of down-to-earth advice that you can start living your life purpose right away, or start living a life on purpose right away, which is much easier for all of us to do. So, next question is, how to clear fear in the search of one's life purpose and when one has found their life purpose? I love this person because she really gives, I'm not going to say the name anyway, but the questions are interesting and I love it. So, thank you so much for writing. Please keep on writing. So, how to clear fear in the search of one's life purpose and when one has found their life purpose. This is also a good question, which is really two questions, obviously. In regards to fear, you must ask yourself, fear of what exactly? You have to be clear about this. Fear of being disappointed, fear of being humiliated, fear of being not good enough, not prepared enough. What else? What are the images you have in your mind? Then face those images and start modifying them on purpose. In other words, you have a movie in your mind, change the movie. Either change the events in the movie, interfere with the movie, get in and change everything, make your change powerful, your interference very powerful and bright, while the rest of the movie goes blank or loses power in its sound and colors, you know. Make your image and make your choice more powerful than the influence of the movie you have in your head. Okay? So this is a technique that comes from NLP, but NLP is an interesting thing when used rightly because it has very much similarities, a lot of similarities with some mystical practices. That's why I like it. So, what are the images you have in your mind? Then face them and start modifying those images on purpose, with intention, with conscious intention. Most of all, and this is very important, question these fears. Question them. Okay? Don't just leave them there. Are they really so important? Are they really based on truth? Is there anything really that you have to be fearful about? You clear fear by understanding, first of all, that you might have led your life through the opinion of someone else and that you thought was yours. For example, even though you got a touch to it, still. It might not be your voice guiding you. It might be the shadows that you have in your own head. So get rid of all the responsibilities, burdens that are not real and just made up out of something. You don't have, this is important, you don't have to live the dream you had when you were 15 years old if it doesn't fit today. Even if all the people around you had great expectations upon it. This is really important. This is true for all kind of areas of life. I see some people still looking for love in the same way, the kind of love that is idealized when they were 15. And then, of course, then they got disappointed at that age, because at that age, you know, we fall in love with everyone, basically. It could be anybody. And at the age of 40, 45, or 30, whatever it is, they still try to find that kind of love. And of course, this is an emotional imbalance that needs to be placated. Okay? You can overcome this with maturity, with understanding. Mm-hmm. But this is the same thing with your dream, what you wanted to achieve. You try to do something, but then you realize that it doesn't really fit you, but still you feel compelled that you have to fulfill the expectations of all those people around you, and the, your own expectations you had when you were 15 years old. But you don't have to live that dream. And I'm saying 15 years old, of course, as a general number. It could be a little bit later or a little bit even before. So you can understand and analyze your life and see why what you did and wanted, why, would now not serve you anymore. Make it clear so that it loses its grip on you and you lose interest in it. So you stop questioning it yourself. Should I go back there? Did I do it right by leaving that or and starting this new business or starting this new phase of my life? You probably did. You probably did right. Get rid of what has its grip on you. The ghosts of the past are trying to relive within you because they are stored in your chakras and the memory of your own soul. And as soon as you start becoming a little bit more mature and more aware, you start living life intensively. And this is absolutely true. Therefore, when these things come up, you absolutely notice them. And you start saying, did I do right? Did I do wrong? I don't know. So analyze your life and see why what you did before is not serving you anymore. So it's good that you change. It's good that you're going in a different direction. Or if it is the same thing, you probably know it. Hmm? What is the worst thing that could happen anyway? You probably wouldn't die anyway. What do you need to be fearful about? Okay, you might become aware of some shortcomings that you might have, and so it's a few things that you have to fix, so you can learn. Isn't it better to know what you really are supposed to be doing and eventually learning what you need to learn than spending years wandering in darkness, in doubt, not knowing what it is that you can do? So you would have found your life purpose when you leave what you are. You live what you are, and what you are and do is automatically and in the most effortless way of benefit to all people around you, and you can bring that purpose wherever you go, to a shop, at work, in the family, etc. You don't have to be paid for it. You can be paid for it, depending what your life purpose is, depending on your condition. But it's not necessarily that. You can make your life purpose a job, probably yes. But your life purpose is not your job. Your life purpose is what you are. And living what you are from that place of effortless being, so that you are automatically, in the most effortless way, of benefit to all the people around you. Work, family, environment. Your purpose doesn't necessarily have to do with the job you have, even though it can. So this ultimate way of living your life purpose can only come through enlightenment, when your presence is automatically enlightening, most useful and helpful to everyone and everything, just like the sun, just like the great masters, just like Buddha, just like Jesus. So let's move on now to another question. Here I would like to go a little bit more practical. I gave you something to meditate upon, because if you meditate upon these concepts after having practiced the Hong Sao technique, what will happen is that, for example, any other practice, anyway, they will bring you to that place of quietness, okay? Of balanced emotions. You will find yourself into that state where you are actually trying to absorb consciously these concepts, and what is inside you will manifest the outside you, the outside of you. It is first the inner world that then manifests the outer world. Therefore, meditating on this concept in that state, few state you want to call it, in that being of calmness, of quietness, will actually help you to manifest what is your life purpose. And now I want to go then to the next part of the show, which is the answer to another question. I have always wanted to know how to find my life purpose. How do I find out how to discover my life purpose? Once I have discovered my purpose, how do I follow my heart? While reading this question, I felt the need to answer in a way that is more practical, but at the same time, deep and meaningful. So, again, your life purpose manifests as you go along with what you really are and act from that level 24/7. But it is obvious anyway, and obviously, it is obvious, that we cannot just wait to be enlightened in order to try to do the right thing, right? We must do something. We need to try to do something. So yes, as we try to get in touch with our true nature, we need to listen to ourselves and see, here it is, what kind of recurrent thoughts we have that say, yes, I should probably do that. That is your intuition talking. It is not forcing you. You start doing it. Or sometimes, and here is another one, we have a recurring deep-seated desire, and that can be a signal that we need to go in that particular direction in order to discover what's next. It's intuition telling you, go there, go there, go there, go there, go there. Once you're there, sometimes the path reveals itself as you expected it, sometimes no. It's totally different. But what is most important is that you step there, and now you can put your foot on the next step. This is how intuition works, one step at a time. This is the call your soul is calling you to for your growth. But the things you will do will change. It doesn't have to be the same thing. You need to be able to adapt, adjust, and acclimatize. This is like the motto in yoga. You must be willing to be flexible in the change. Your external reality will always change. The heart can guide you, yes. But remember that its energy can either go down towards disappointments and attachments or up towards your true purpose. Open your heart fully. So this is a small practice that I would like to share with you. Start opening your heart fully. Squeeze your shoulder blades together. Sit comfortably, with your spine straight, your muscles relaxed. Squeeze your shoulder blades together and breathe into your heart several times until you perceive the essence of your heart. Okay. Till you perceive its presence. Do it now, relax. Then realign, start realigning the neck back in line with the spine as you keep your chin parallel to the floor. And breathe in until you bring that sensation in the heart up towards the point between the eyebrows. You can do so in more breaths. That sensation you have developed in the heart, the perception of the presence of the heart at the heart level, in the middle of your chest, then bring it up towards the point between the eyebrows. Once you are at the point between the eyebrows, which is the seat of higher wisdom, spiritual eye, ask yourself about the right direction to go. In the form of feeling. In the form of feeling. Then let go of the question, having an unbreakable faith as you know you're going to receive an answer. This faith is not effortful. You are not forcing the answer. You just know for sure that it will happen. It is automatic. It is due. Finally, relax and come back. Good. Relax, breathing in and out, gently come back. So this is a very short technique, but it can really help to direct the energy of the heart up towards the wisdom of the spiritual eye. And this is how you follow your heart. You feel something in your heart, but sometimes you are not sure about following it because you feel that some energy is going down. There's a lot of conflict there when the energy goes down. So bring it back up towards the spiritual eye. And in that moment, you are transcending all the obstacles because the spiritual eye has the power to command life, to command energy, to be above all obstacles, to be absolutely spiritual. And all those minor conflicts cannot have the power to resist that vibration of the spiritual eye, which is absolutely subtle. It is a fine vibration. And finally, this is really practical advice, in my opinion. Everyone could start having a better life today. Finally, if you don't know how you could start, if you really feel like your life should have more meaning, okay, and you don't know yet what your life purpose is, then make one. How do you make one? Think about what's meaningful in life for you. This is for you to answer. What is it that is most meaningful in life? And make that your life purpose. Yes, you make it. You make that your life purpose. You might want to pick up on your experience, on your life, but think about what, in your opinion, as you perceive it, is most important. Think about the meaning behind what you have been doing up until today. What is really meaningful about it? And make that your life purpose. Spread that meaningful understanding. Start spreading it to people. Take it from there. Later on, it might change. But if you start living with the attitude of sharing purpose, your life purpose will in time manifest. As day follows night, the internal manifests the external. You start living at many levels, you see, from the level of living a purpose, and you want to do it as part of your life. Therefore, your life purpose will manifest. You're putting the seeds, and it's absolutely important. First of all, your life will have greater meaning since today. I hope you understand that this doesn't mean interfering with other people's lives. You don't have to go there and interfere with them. If others will have to benefit from it, they will, without you forcing it to them. It's like the sun. It doesn't force anything. Its energy is there. So people take it and use it. Okay? What can you do that is really meaningful and important today? It doesn't depend on someone else's approval or on someone else as the object of your experiment. Right? You have to go there and experiment with people. What can you do of benefit that would allow to gently and secretly drift behind the curtain once you're finished? Or another way of seeing it is this. Start living restfully in today's moment and ask yourself, what can I do today to leave this place better than I found it? The place you must contribute to is the planet Earth, humanity, or your direct environment. Again, you must do so unconditionally. this must allow you to disappear after you've done your job. It is service based on your being. What can you do to leave this place this evening better than you found it this morning? And if we would all follow what the answer of this question suggests for each of us, then we would all contribute on a small or larger scale to improve life, to improve existence, and one at a time we will help to bring heaven here on earth. This is finally the purpose we have all here on this planet. Spiritually, our life purpose for everyone is to become enlightened. But on this planet, our life purpose is to contribute, to bring heaven on earth. As we live purposefully, our life purpose is and will be revealed. The purpose of life is revealed through people like you, like us, who want to live purposefully. And I hope all these questions have been answered, and I have said what I had to say at the moment. If you have other questions, please feel free to write to me. Go to www.joycelestial.com and contact me through the contact page, or reply to one of those beautiful email newsletters, the mystical lessons that I send you. If you sign up and sign up at my website, joycelestial.com, these lessons are beautiful. You will find in 10 years from now that you will still refer to these lessons eventually. You will find them useful. They're not bound by time. They're mystical principles and techniques that you can use now and 100 years from now. So tune in next week to Life Open Miracles with me, Vincent Sandy, and I'll see you there. And joy to you. See you next time. Bye.